Hi, this is Sean Big Daddy Brown from Shooting from the Hip, and you're listening to Talk Wrestling Radio Network at TWRnetwork.com. Wrestling, entertainment, community. Honey, get ready, because Daddy's coming home.
Welcome to another
sizzling edition of the Hour Bomb.
Sizzling edition of the Hour Bomb.
That pay-per-view was hot, man. It was sizzling. It was good.
I'm not sure about sizzling, but
the pay-per-view was good. I don't know if I'd call it sizzling.
It was a hot mess.
I might could agree on that.
It was something. But hey, so how did everyone like the new opening? You like that? Came up with that last night.
Pretty good.
Good. I got to do some minor tweaks to it. I'm not overly, you know, happy with it, but you know, it is what it is. It's good for now.
It was pretty good.
So hey, welcome to another
sizzling edition of the Hour Bomb.
Sizzling edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined as always by my partners in crime,
the Big Bad Booty Daddy.
That's right, the Big A Adrian Masters here,
and the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So, SummerSlam in the books.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
SummerSlam 2013.
Overall, I got to say, wow, pretty good show.
I can't argue too much.
I'll give it my overall rating once we get through the review of everything. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with it overall. I mean, there's not a lot of things I didn't like about the pay-per-view.
I agree with you. There were a few minor things, but overall, my feeling of the pay-per-view, how it was, is a lot better than what it was when we left the pre-show.
Okay.
Because I was real uneasy. When, you know, we got off there, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm thinking about this card. And then, you know, so I thought it was really good. What I tell you when that match was booked, John Cena against Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Gold.
It was. I don't think it was still the, it still isn't the best match of the year, though.
No. But I told you it would be an awesome match.
It was.
It was a very good match. It really was.
It didn't beat CM Punk and John Cena, but it was probably top five matches of the year.
Yeah, top definitely. 10? I would say top five for sure.
Yes. I mean, fuck.
But here's the thing. I wouldn't even say it was the best match of the night.
Oh, God, no. By far, it wasn't.
It was not. It was not. That's definitely reserved for a different one.
But let's go ahead and give a shout-out to the people in the live chat right now.
Hey, we're going to do a special shout-out.
Yeah, we got Shane from the TWR. We got Bloody.
So Bloody.
Grumpy.
Hey, Grumpy.
Hey, Heath, real quick.
Yes.
They do butt slaps on Shooting from the Hip. We're going to do a special thing on tonight's episode. Jason Heath is going to do ball grabs.
No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing ball grabs.
Jason
Heath
can't do ball grabs?
No, we're not doing ball grabs. Speaking of the Shooting from the Hip, we got Sean Brown, 77.
Hey, Sean. Big Daddy Brown.
Mark Jones. The FTW Podcast. Brian Garvin's in the chat.
Hey, we got Daniel Bryan's doppelganger in the
and we got the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Hey, Blue.
And the Big A. That's me.
That guy's a dick.
And 8 anonymous users.
Hey, if you're anonymous and you're in the chat, fuck you. You know what?
And I know Kevin Cruden said that he was listening to us on TuneIn.
Excellent. I got a message here, too. See, unlike some people on the network, if you let me know you're listening, I'll give you a heads up. We got, who's that? Oh, no, that is so Blade. Never mind.
But, yeah, wow, it was a fucking SummerSlam.
It was.
Yeah.
So, normally, how this show works, for those of you listening for the first time, is I normally have an hour to go through a whole list of shit to get through. We got no time limit tonight, because, well, it's a pay-per-view, and we're just not gonna, you know.
Yeah, pretty well much.
Well. Leonard Taylor says the ball grabs sound painful yet erotic.
Sorry, I
he was going to do a gentle one with cuppage for you. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. So I guess without further ado, let's, you guys, I mean, how's your week been?
You know? Pretty good, you know. Hey. I can't complain about too much.
I think we'll, do we want to get into our special announcement now, or do we want to wait till the end of the show?
Let's do this now.
All right, guys. So sit down and hang on to your hats and grab your balls or nipples or whatever you feel comfortable grabbing. Here's what we got for you. We don't have a date yet, but probably within the next
2 weeks.
2 weeks. The Hour Bomb goes live. No more of the pre-recorded stuff on Mondays.
Nope.
We are going to go live Sunday night, 11 Eastern, 10 Central.
I know that. Holy shit.
I know that. Oh, wait. Shit. We forgot to tell him.
Oh, we didn't tell Heath?
God damn it, Heath. Yes. We're going live soon.
Yes, we're going live. 2 weeks.
Wow.
Maybe next week. We don't know yet.
We don't know. So, our. For the time being, our show that we do Sunday night, I know it's late, but it's the only time we have to get together. So we're going to be doing this live Sunday night, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. And I believe how it's going to work until if we get another show that wants to go on Monday nights, our show is going to be replayed at our old time slot.
Cool. Okay.
So if you miss us, you can always catch us on the flip side. So...
Leonard Taylor, balls grabbed.
Oh, yeah. Balls grabbed. So, yeah, we're kind of excited to actually do this live every week, and hope you guys can come and join us and have some fun with us. So, big announcement.
Grumpy says he is gay, so we can go right ahead and grab his balls.
Sorry, don't swing that way.
Wow, now if you jizz on the floor, he'll be right there with his brand new
ball. Don't go there.
Dude. No. Oh, seriously? God.
What? All right. Anyway, so you guys had a pretty good week, though?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good, good. Heath, how's the jizz mapping going?
Hey, work is great.
He didn't deny it. I fucking knew it. Finally, you son of a bitch.
So, we going to get into the pay-per-view?
Yeah, I mean, unless there's anything else that you guys want to talk about.
Well, I have this.
Oh, God. Yeah, so... WWE presents SummerSlam 2013
by The Miz.
Yeah, you know what?
Wow,
we're getting into this right now. You know what? Here's what I think of. I don't even have the goddamn sound clip pulled up. What the fuck?
This is what happens when we go live.
Well, usually I'm more prepared, but
yeah, we were definitely wanting to try to get in here as quickly as possible because I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of people in the chat room.
Okay, this is what I think about The Miz hosting. Ooh, and that was really loud to you guys out there in chat land. I apologize for that. I think I blew some eardrums out. Yeah, really? The Miz hosting?
He was as useless as he is on regular TV, so hey, whatever.
And then really, they got to have everything with Fandango?
Yeah, the Fandango trolling? Backstage, I'm being called Big A Langston.
What?
Well,
I must have missed that part.
Your tits aren't as big. I've seen you.
I can't do the pec shake like he does.
I've seen you in a pair of shorts. You're definitely not as endowed as Biggie. And there's something more important that I'm missing. Why you can't be Biggie?
I'm not black.
Oh, that's it. You're not black. So,
but I could be Big A Langston.
Wow. Oh.
And the chat is saying it wasn't too loud.
Okay, good. So, I already... God damn you guys. Not only am I going to have you guys to deal with, I'm going to have these guys to deal with, too. I don't think we're going to have this big of a turnout every Sunday night, but I'm still going to have you guys to just get me off my...
Yeah, pretty much.
So, anyway. Yeah, hosted by The Miz. Overall, the build-up to the card was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean...
We had a few thrown-together bullshit matches... But for the most part...
And even some of those were pretty good. I mean, the RVD versus Dean Ambrose match I thought on the pre-show was excellent.
Now, I'm not saying that the card... The big... Well, let's go one, two... The big three matches...
Definitely delivered.
And they had... Well, let's see if we're talking about the same match. The WWE title match, Punk and Lesnar, and the tag team match. Those are the big three I'm talking about.
Okay, so...
I think they all delivered.
All right, I'll give you that.
And I think they had good build to them.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not a Wyatt family guy, but I thought the Kanan, I thought that one was well delivered.
The way that they were like trying to find a way to get in the ring to help him, I thought that that was well delivered. Like, they kept trying different things to get the fire out. And
hey, we're not there yet.
Oh.
We're not diving into matches yet. We're just talking the overall thing. So, let's not get into details yet.
I'm ready to get into details.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. First match, WWE SummerSlam kickoff show.
Let's start at the top of the card, work our way down to the bottom.
No, we don't want to lose listeners. We want to keep them in suspense.
Okay.
So, Rob Van Dam, Dean Ambrose.
That was the first match of the night on the pre-show, which it didn't deserve to be on the pre-show, but hey, you know what? It's WWE.
Good
there
job. You know, however, I now know kind of why it was on the pre-show. Dude, they went till 9:55.
That's true, yeah. But there was a lot of bullshit they had in there. They didn't start like the first like actual wrestling match until 10 after.
Okay, well, it was a Ring of Fire match. So they had the pre-show match, and then they had to make sure everything was going just right. They had to test that shit out before the show actually started.
Oh, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and that makes sense. But they could have done some of this, like, you know, it seemed like, you know, whenever the pay-per-view actually started, this is my one of my only complaints about the pay-per-view, is that it really lagged at the beginning because it was, like, a lot of, like, promos that were building up, like, different stuff, and then, like, her coming out and singing, which I actually thought she did an excellent job singing the...
Yeah, she wasn't bad at all. I mean, we've had better versions of someone singing.
No, we've had worse.
We've had
a lot worse.
So, I mean, she's no... God, I can't remember the last person that did the national anthem that really took me away to WWE event. But she was good.
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints about it. Blue Wizard says, The Miz was unnecessary, but he didn't overpower the show. I'll agree.
True. Yeah, I would say, thankfully, he was held to a minimum.
He was like the salad with your big-ass steak dinner. It's not really needed, but it's kind of a filler.
Right.
You kind of like it in small doses. So, yeah, Rob Van Dam, Dean Ambrose, on the pre-show. I thought it delivered. The point of the pre-show, in my opinion, is let's get you up and running. Let's get you guys excited. For those of you that aren't ordering the pay-per-view, let's get you to order the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Did good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You weren't here. You weren't able to see it. Yeah. But they showed highlights, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought they showed. I don't know. But it was a good match, Heath.
Yeah. And I really wished I could have seen it. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's RVD.
Your winner, via disqualification,
Rob Van Dam.
Oh, yeah.
We pretty well called that one as the match started. We both said there was no way that Dean Ambrose was going to walk out of there without the title.
Yeah, I mean, I was not surprised by the RVD and by disqualification at all.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been really fond of RVD since he came back. Just because I'm like, does he really still have it? Is he still Rob Van Dam? With the exception of he's got the Shawn Michaels syndrome with his hair? I don't have too many complaints.
No, he's been actually...
His matches have delivered for the most part.
He looks better now than he did at the end of his TNA run, that's for sure.
Dude, he was just kind of in TNA. No one really wants to be in TNA. For the most part. No, I'm wrong, I know. But the
I know there's gonna be some TNA hate.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it was good, you know.
Yeah,
he delivered. It was a good match. Dean Ambrose, of course, on top of it. Your winner by disqualification, Rob Van Dam. Shield got involved,
and so did Big Show and Mark Henry. I'm sure we're gonna see more playing on that in the next couple weeks.
Probably tomorrow night on Raw.
Probably so.
So yeah, Big Show and Mark Henry come out. So are they both faces permanently? You think
at the moment? I would say it. They are, yeah.
But turn heel to drop a dime?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can't say I can't argue with it.
Nope. I mean, what can you say? You know, Mark Henry and Big Show, yeah, that's kind of their MO. They can be face one time and then boom.
Let's talk about the Ring of Fire match, because that was the first match on the actual card.
Ring of Fire.
All right.
So no one got set on fire.
Damn it.
You
know, here's the thing that I have with this match. It wasn't very good. But I think that's because of the gimmick.
The gimmick thing kind of, it was a little weird. I mean, I like how they used it for the effect that it was like it's supposed to keep them out of the match. But and then like trying to find the way around it, it did kind of like someone said. I think it was ruined the.
We cared more of what was happening outside the ring than we did inside the ring.
Exactly, because you're like, oh, is that going to work? Nope, it didn't. They got the fire extinguisher and tried to fire extinguish it down.
Nope, didn't work.
That took away from the actual match itself, and I think that was actually devastating to the match. Because if they would have just let Kane and Husky, Bray Wyatt go at it, I think it could have been good, you know? But instead, they had to have the other two guys out there doing their shenanigans, trying to get in the ring, and it took us away from it.
So. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, because what happened was is that the match itself told a good story. With them, like it was, with the way that it was played out. The match itself wasn't necessarily the story, but it was like them overcoming, you know, these odds that were supposed to be insurmountable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And then they get in there, they beat down Kane, of course.
Then Kane gets written off.
And Kane gets the stairs dropped on his head.
I don't have the Wyatt quotations. I don't have the Wyatt family theme.
I like the Wyatt family theme.
I do like the theme.
I don't have it. I didn't have time to get it.
Understandable. Well, that should be something you should work on for the future.
I will. Just for you. But, yeah, they wrote him off. They hit him with the stairs. Did anyone else see the problem with this?
But just the way that they did it. Yeah, I know. It made a good clang in the way that they did a good job with the camera editing. I will say that. Because you couldn't tell how it landed, but you knew.
Yeah, they've done so many good ways to write someone out of a storyline. I think they copped out on this one. Because anyone with half a brain could tell what they did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, okay, angle of the stairs going down. Yeah.
Think about the target demographic, which isn't really us at this point. It works for little kids as far as, like, the demographic they're trying to get.
Yeah. I guess. Well, I remember being a kid and seeing Yokozuna do bonsai drops on Hacksaw, and then Hacksaw was bleeding from his mouth. And
yeah.
Going back and watching it, that blood was so fake.
And oh, yeah, exactly. going back and looking at that, it works for the demographic they're going after.
When I was, like, 11 and a huge mark, okay, I bought it.
Shane from TVR wants to know if Kane is going to come back as Viscera.
What? My head hurts now. What the hell did you do to your screen, man? You shrunk the screen.
Dude.
It's fine.
We've got Adrian running in the chat room on an external monitor for us so we can see it. Because I've got two computers sitting in front of me already. Anyway, so... You guys got anything else you want to say about that match?
I like the match. I thought the match itself was delivered pretty well. And yeah, I enjoy the Wyatt family still, and you don't.
I don't get it. It's not that I don't enjoy it. I just don't get it yet. And I may not. I don't know. It's not like when the Shield first came out and you hated the Shield.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Wyatts.
Well, and I didn't even really hate the Shield. I just didn't feel that they were deserving of the attention that they were getting.
I think as far as Jason's concerned is, I don't think we're really seeing as far as which direction they're going.
With God.
Grumpy wanted to know where they were taking Kane after the match, and so Bloody says it's a sex dungeon, and then Blue Wizard Leonard Taylor that says, well, Grumpy, they were taking him backstage to rape him.
God.
That's
God.
Is
this what we get to look forward to every week? When we
absolutely.
Oh, God. This is going
to
be great.
Let me go back to my announcement, too, real quick. Hold on. I'm going to digress. We're also going to cover pretty much the majority of the pay-per-views from now on, too.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
By the majority of pay-per-views, we mean any pay-per-view that is not TNA.
And if anyone wants to... we might have some special guests from time to time, too.
Maybe we get some special guests for TNA pay-per-views or something, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. Anyway, so back to that. Where's the Wyatt family go now?
I know that's where I think that's where a lot of people are going to be thinking right now. It's like, okay, you took out Kane. Kane's not going to be around for a while.
Hey,
who do you go after?
You don't get it. Shane from TWR wants you to explain a little bit more. This is what I think you're trying to say. It's not that you don't get the gimmick of what they're trying to accomplish. It's that you don't understand why everybody else likes it.
Exactly. I get the gimmick. I just don't understand why it gives everyone a hard-on. I mean...
It's different.
I can compare it...
For WWE, this is different.
Here's what I can see it kind of turn into. You guys remember when Del Rio showed up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Undertaker said, yep, look for the WWE stunt film to be coming out this fall.
Oh, God. Leonard Taylor, I love you. Anyway, what was like? Oh, you guys remember when Del Rio first showed up?
Yeah.
Yes.
And everyone was hyping Del Rio, and he was new, and, you know, and I'm like, I don't like him. I don't get him. And then one day it just clicked, and I'm like, wait a minute. I kind of like this guy. I see that happening with the Wyatts.
Okay.
Just one day it's going to be like, holy shit, that was awesome. Bring it on. You know? But as of right now, it's not that I don't like him. I just...
don't care?
Yeah.
Not yet, at least.
Other than ripping on Bray Wyatt for being Husky Harris and all that, I haven't really said a bad thing about any of them. You know? I just haven't seen the other two guys do as much, so... All right, so...
the next match was the Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow match.
Wow. That match?
Yes, that match.
That match was actually pretty pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I'm impressed.
Cody did it really beat the shit out of Sandow for the most part.
Did it really?
And he lost the stash.
Did it? Yeah. We're gonna have to go watch. What did they say? The backstage
JBL.
Or
it's the JBL and Cole show. That's their podcast. They do their like own
their
like,
video podcast and all that.
Yeah.
When's that air?
It's on Fridays.
Okay, so Friday we're gonna find out why he lost the stash. Do you think his power was being held back by the stash?
You know, maybe I doubt it. Team clean shaven. I'm not on board still.
No? You still like the stash?
I like the stash.
What about you? I forgot how much of a baby face, like legitimately baby face he looks.
He's got a major baby face. But you know what? Just the mustache alone, I didn't like it that much. If he had more other facial hair to him, that might have actually looked good for him then. But just the mustache alone, no. It either needs to be clean shaven or...
the bad 70s porno mustache didn't do it for you?
No.
The chat seems to agree for the most part with you, though, Jason, that the stash was holding him back.
All right. I personally, you know, the stash was shitty.
See?
You know, and when he first had the... it's bad when your mustache is more over than you are.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, at first it was, but I guess... but I thought it was a fucking excellent match.
It was.
So, you're a winner. And this probably isn't his theme, but I don't have his current theme, so...
It's the right theme, but it's not. It doesn't sound right. It's the right song.
Okay. So anyway, I'll just stop that. Okay. I just don't have it. The right edit. Anyway, so how long until they're on Raw more than they are SmackDown?
Who are we talking about?
Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes.
Well, I mean, they've kind of done away with the whole brand.
Right, but they don't wrestle as much on Monday Night Raw as they do, say, SmackDown.
That's true. They do get more TV time on SmackDown. That's just because that they're
Raw is so stacked.
They have so many like upper level guys on Raw that like they get on Raw about every like they're on Raw, but they're only on Raw for about 10 minutes or so every week. But on SmackDown, which is more necessarily upper mid card show, they got more time to shine on there because that's where those guys are at right now.
And the shame that Raw is 3 hours and you still can't get people like that on your show more regularly. In singles competition. Now, when they were a tag team and it was Road Scholars, they were on pretty good because they were a tag team.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I thought it was a good match. Excellent match. Not match of the night. Excellent match.
It was a good match.
But why do they insist on making their Money in the Bank winners look shitty?
Well, I mean, it's just... something that kind of has happened here recently. I don't know. Because it makes it that much more surprising, I guess, when they finally cash in and win, I guess. I don't know their real line of thinking there. But
because I think they want to place doubt in people's minds on this, you know, as far as like, okay, maybe this was not the right person that should have won.
Well, it's possible you're going that route.
They could be going that because they're wanting to make it more look like Cody should have been the one that won the briefcase. Because Cody had it, the match won, and Sandow just basically shoved him off the side and took it. And so maybe that is kind of what they're going for, that maybe Cody should be the...
Well, remember, though, they made Dolph look like shit before he cashed in, too.
This is true, that like, he was kind of like losing a lot of matches up until he finally cashed in the briefcase and won.
And then he got hurt, and then they lost the title.
Yeah.
So, you guys got anything else? Where do they both go from here? It's not over, is it?
I don't think so, no. I think there's going to be another match, possibly with the briefcase on the line.
At
Night of Champions? I don't know.
They plugged Night of Champions tonight.
Was it Night of Champions? Okay.
Yeah, so I guess it's... When is the next pay-per-view? Let's find that out real quick. Because I've got my cheat sheet right here. We've got a pay-per-view on 9/15. So that's Night of Champions. And then we have a pay-per-view on October 6th. That's probably going to be Battleground.
Okay.
So, Night of Champions. I could kind of see the briefcase being online at Night of Champions. I don't know, though. You know?
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Briefcase on the line match.
I think there's no way Cody wins that match, so I think that they keep it on Sandow. By, like, he's going to cheat his way into winning that match or something. Like, something will happen. Because it's Tommy Deke, Nick, he just joined the live chat as well.
Ball grab by Jason Heath.
He's basically saying that he's kind of getting the Bobby Roode push, what they did with him in TA, where he's more crook than actual substance. So he's going to get the cheap wins a lot. Like, it's going to be a lot of, like, you know, tight grabbing or grabbing the ropes or, you know, nefarious means.
Your classic heel.
Yes.
Your dirty cheating heel.
Yes.
The guys I like. Okay, gotcha. So they're not done. We're going to see more.
I think we're going to see more of this feud for sure.
This wasn't the blow-off match.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What was next on the card?
Next match, I believe, was the World Heavyweight Championship match.
That's right.
Which was Christian versus Alberto Del Rio.
And
there were some great spots in that match for sure, man.
I have to go back and say I was wrong. I thought the match was going to be bad.
And it was not.
No, God, no. Not match of the night.
But
this was a good, solid match. It was probably...
The sequence where it was like Christian hitting the spear, and then he goes for the cover, but gets up getting the armbar put on him at the end of the match. Great sequence to finish out the match, the way that was delivered.
I mean, they had, correct me if I'm wrong, but they had This Is Awesome chants going during the match.
I think that there might have been. It was real hard to hear with some of the stuff, so.
Because we ordered the pay-per-view, and my cable was not working properly.
Yes, our cable provider, quotation marks, was
giving us issues with our feed.
With the pay-per-view, yeah.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, man, Christian brought it. I mean, Del Rio brought it. I didn't like the thing with Lillian Garcia, though.
Yeah, that did kind of put
making
me off
him,
there.
Making the, her do the in Spanish thing just makes you realize, God, why did he get rid of Ricardo? I mean, that still doesn't make any sense to me, like, long term.
I honestly thought that he would get involved in this match. I really did.
I thought we were going to have a Ricardo sighting tonight, too.
Hey, if anyone out there can tell me what happened to Del Rio's eye, I would really like to know.
Yeah, because if anybody knows why Alberto Del Rio was sporting black eyes on the way to the ring, we haven't actually heard why that was.
We didn't get a chance to watch SmackDown. So if something happened on SmackDown, then okay. But what the fuck happened to him, man? He was sporting some major-ass shiners.
He definitely was. I was like, I mean, whenever he first came out of the ring, I was like, wait a minute. Is that makeup or is that a black
I don't think it was
eye?
Makeup because the way that match went on, sorry for yawning there, the way that match went on, makeup would have rubbed off, and he still had that. Like, it was a shiner at the end of the match.
Yeah, it looked legitimate, you know, injury. So, but yeah, god damn, that match was fucking awesome with everything, and there were quite a few false finishes there. And again, I thought the match was going to be shit, and I was completely wrong. So, but you're a winner, and still.
World Heavyweight Champion.
If we can get the music.
Hello.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, we are having some technical difficulties here.
There we go.
You know what? Let me just...
Shane says he can't boot Del Rio with this music.
I've got his old music. Dicks in both eyes. Somebody said he got dicks in both eyes.
Well, that is possible. I mean,
wow.
Was he hanging out with Darren Young?
Oh, no. Adrian.
Sorry. Oh. It was there.
The views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the R-Bomb or the TWR network, or anyone that knows him. Okay, click on Tom McDeek's link there. Let's see what he's got. Oh, he got into a fight involving Drew. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Is the three-man band going to drop down to the two-man band?
Let's see.
Drew McIntyre's not really in a position to try any of this bullshit. Last I checked, Del Rio was...
Hang on. At the bottom of the story here, Alberto Del Rio was talking himself up, and then he got beat up by three big guys. Drew had to break up the fight. So apparently Drew McIntyre was breaking the fight up between Del Rio and
three
other individuals,
guys.
And Drew accidentally hit Del Rio in the face.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
That's apparently the story there. Okay.
Thank you for that, Nick. How the hell we missed that one? Yeah, I like this theme better, too, than the one he's using now. But anyway, Where did they go?
I really was hoping that this was going to be done in the opposite order, though, than these matches were. I was really hoping we were going to get to see this match first, and then have Sandow cash in on Christian, and then this match, and then the other match would have been for the world title, and then it would have been a Cody versus Sandow for the world title. I was really hoping that was going to be what happened, but...
So bloody?
He's with me in my line of thinking there. I like this guy.
Oh, my God. So where do they go? I mean, is this one done? I mean, it was a clean win, so I don't see any reason why. Whoa, Adrian. No. No, you cannot type that. Adrian. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yep, I stand by that.
Oh, God. So I think they're done. I don't see where... It would prove anything better to just have this match continue on, or this feud continue on.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Christian did have one more match, and it was a good match.
Yeah.
I mean, what can
I don't think this is the end of Christian.
Do?
I think, you know.
Oh, no.
But the way that they booked him with them, you know, with shoulder being what was given out on him, it worked well with the armbar finisher, and it was a good way to end the match.
So, do you think the feud's done?
Yeah.
Where does Del Rio go next?
I am not 100% sure. I'm hoping that Dolph gets an actual chance at redemption against him.
Ooh.
All right.
They do put on good matches.
Because, I mean, Dolph Ziggler basically got screwed out of every opportunity he had by AJ. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Now that he's put that monster behind him with Big E and AJ, hopefully... Maybe we can get Dolph Ziggler back in that match.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I can't think
anyone else that would really... They're saying...
Or...
Shane says
or,
Wade Barrett. I don't...
Or how about, hey, Cody Rhodes just beat the number one, the Money in the Bank winner.
Ooh.
Maybe
he Del Rio?
Gets a title shot against Del Rio, and Sandow gets the cash in on Cody Rhodes, screwing him over.
Are we calling
I could see them taking the belt off of Del Rio and moving him over to fight for the WWE title and start not. Yeah, I could see that, I think. Cody Rhodes and Sandow for the world title? I could see it. So. Yeah. All right. What was next?
Let's see. Next match on the card, I believe, was... was Brie Bella versus Natalya.
Oh, boy. I would have to say that I wasn't impressed.
The match was okay itself. I mean, it wasn't a bad, like, as far as Divas matches go. Divas matches typically haven't been very good recently.
I just... Sure. Pretty much. Jesus Christ. Their booking was, like, way off tonight.
And,
I mean...
We couldn't pick a match to say... I went 2-for-7 or 2-for-8 on the pay-per-view as far as picking winners.
And you still won your match on the Pick'em League.
Because I've made the two matches I won were, like, my two highest matches.
Yeah. I picked 3 of them right. I mean, I thought for... We did the pre-show. We all said the Bella, didn't we? Oh, yeah. Wait, we didn't know. We didn't have this one on the card.
Yeah, this was not on our...
This wasn't on our card.
Our original
card.
Our official picks, but what we
yeah.
picked on
but
the
yeah, we both picked the Bella to win, the Big Blue Bella, so...
And we were both wrong. Because I got the win with all the outside interference. Some entertaining chats from the crowd during this match, but they were kind of pooping on this match.
Oh, yeah, it was... Not a very good one. I don't have her new music, so I'm just going to go with the old Bret Hart music because it's
She close. Actually did use the Bret Hart music, though.
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
this music?
She came out yes. to the Bret Hart music, yeah.
Oh. She doesn't have much
I mean,
attention.
She was, like, really paying homage to him.
Didn't she win by Sharpshooter? Too?
Yes. It was the Sharpshooter that won it. It's like, yeah.
I still don't see the point in all this because your women's champion is AJ. Maybe they're building up Natty to fight for the Divas title now.
I don't see why not.
Maybe we're going to...
She is
a
great wrestler. I mean... And
I just wish we had, like, good female wrestlers again.
Yeah.
Trish and Mickey and Lita and... fuck. I'll even say Jackie Guida was good.
Kind of going over what we did last week.
Christy Hemme was okay. Yeah. I mean...
We're going over our top Divas list.
There hasn't been really... Good wrestling Divas in a little bit of time.
That's now, why the knockouts division is so much better.
Caitlin and AJ are really good as far as...
They
and
are.
Natalya's actually a good wrestler.
Okay, but you got those three. I mean, fuck, look at the knockouts.
Layla's okay whenever she wrestles.
But it's not the way it was back in the day.
No, not...
And I don't...
Well, actually, Jason, I'll disagree with you.
I don't think it could get that good again. What?
I mean, really, typically, there's always only been, like, really, like, 4 Divas or so that can really, like, compete in the ring, and then the rest of them are just eye candy. And that's kind of where we're at right now. It's just that right now, the way things are going, the ones that are eye candy are, the ones that are getting the more airtime than the ones that can actually wrestle, and that's the bigger issue.
Yeah, and, man, I just, the Divas division right now is just pissing me off. You know, I mean, you got fucking Gail Kim and I can't even think of her name over in TNA beating 11 piss out of each other in a last knockout standing match, and their Divas matches are impressive, or their knockouts matches are impressive, and you turn it on and you won't have to watch the Bella Twins fight.
The Divas that actually are in NXT that are like going to be coming up are actually better than most of the Divas that are like half the Divas
I hope
right
so,
now.
Because I can't handle another generation of Divas like this. Another round of Divas like the Bellas. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I like looking at the Bellas. I'm not saying I don't want to see the Bellas.
But that's the thing. Look.
I don't want to shove down my... Well, I do want part of the Bella shoved down my mouth. All right.
Metaphorically, you don't want them shoved down
exactly.
your mouth.
Exactly. Literally, I'll take it. Metaphorically, though, no. So, yeah, Alicia Fox is...
Yeah, some of your better talent of
this
Divas
match,
is just kind of there.
Afterwards... We got the best match of the night.
That we did. CM Punk.
Versus Brock Lesnar. All right.
That's pretty good. Not really, but... Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, best match of the night, bar none.
This was the match of the night.
Absolutely. This match... was amazing. The build-up for this match was great, and this match lived up to the hype.
You know what? I forgot to touch on something really important, Heath, before we started the show.
Oh, what's that?
If he sounds a little bit cranky, he missed his favorite show tonight.
He did.
He didn't get to watch Total Divas.
Right, because we were watching pay-per-view, we didn't get a chance to watch Total Divas, so Heath is very cranky about this.
No, I'm not.
When you're a Total Divas correspondent, yeah, that's your job.
Yes.
I am not a Total Divas correspondent.
You love that show.
You do watch that show pretty consistently when on the couch.
We turned it on just so that way I don't sit there and watch TV while we set up.
I don't have anything else to watch.
Well, I have a remote in there.
I'm too lazy to get up. Yeah, dude, I'm usually coming in after I get off of work. Thank you.
You don't work. I know, mopping jizz all night.
It's a sad fate.
It is. So anyway, CM Punk, Brock Lesnar. Holy shit, match of the night.
Yes.
And I like how they changed it up on us, too.
Yeah, I mean, the way that the match was like telling the story that Punk had like a single mind focus trying to get to Heyman and, you know, like hurt Heyman during a lot of this match is really ended up what cost him the match.
It did. It's, yes, Punk and Lesnar did in 1 month what Cena and Rock couldn't do in a year.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'll take that. Absolutely. Yes. And yes, Mark, I was expecting Curtis Axel to run out tonight. I'm really surprised we didn't get a Curtis Axel sighting.
Yeah, I was surprised he was the one, like, Heyman guy that didn't get involved in this match.
Well, Heyman's got two guys. Brock Lesnar and Curtis Axel, so.
Right. But I really expect him to be involved.
I did, too. But, God, no disqualification?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of brutal shots. I was surprised that they didn't leave somebody bloody.
I have to agree. I expected it. So, we had some chairs busted out.
Yeah, some chairs were swung around.
I think I have a new favorite move.
The
Van Punkinator.
Are we going to call it the Van Punkinator?
We are going to call it the Van Punkinator.
I got to give credit for, I think, Atomic Deke Nick there was the one that named it that.
Oh, was I?
He said it first in the FTW chat.
Oh, what? Oh, I didn't realize he was in the FTW chat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally going to rip that off as my own. Can't do that when someone else comes over here. God damn it. Anyway. Yeah, that was fucking... God. Chair shot after chair shot after this, after that. I mean, Jesus Christ. And fuck it. He... It took Brock Lesnar one powerbomb. Punk didn't break his chokehold. It had to take him a massive powerbomb to get Punk to break his chokehold.
Yeah, and that was the triangle choke on there for like 3 minutes. Dude, that was it was solid. And then the way that he broke it with the powerbomb and then going for the F5 and then like Punk reversing that into the DDT. And
oh my God, and just...
Heyman saving Lesnar like two or three times in there. And
then what really cracked my shit up was when Brock went for the F5 right by the ropes. Yeah. And Cena had a hold of Heyman.
Punk? You mean Punk?
That's what I meant. Punk had a hold of Heyman's tie. And you could just hear that Paul Heyman yelling, "No, no, no." Oh,
yeah, that was great.
Oh, there's just so much to this match that I really... And honestly, I didn't think it was going to be that good because of Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, because, I mean, would he, you know, sell it or not? We don't know.
God. No, thanks a lot for letting us know you had to drop a deuce there, Leonard. Appreciate it, buddy. My night is complete.
No problem, Leonard. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to the chat. Flush. Did you wash your hands? Please tell me you washed your hands. Anyway. God. You guys got anything else on that one?
Wow. This is my number 2 or 3 match of the year.
Well, my match of the year was obviously John Cena and CM Punk.
That's on mine too right now.
My number two, God, I just realized like my top three matches this year all involve CM Punk.
Wow.
Go figure.
Second match was probably, as much as I hate to say it, CM Punk against The Undertaker at Mania.
That wasn't mine. I'd have to get down and like really look at things again to pick mine out. You know what? I'm going to have it right now, halfway point, next week. We have our top five matches of the year thus far.
Okay. All right. You going to be able to come up with that list? Top five matches of the personal list?
I'll have to do some research.
All right, good.
Because I'll have to remember what matches have gone on.
So Blaze's been pooping the whole time he's been listening to the show.
I feel like I got to poop every time I start the show. So don't worry. Anyway, what the fuck are you looking at in the studio?
You don't want me to talk about it.
What, is there a big spider somewhere?
No, but over there on the wall, like going up to the ceiling.
I don't see where you're talking about.
Oh, that's the only thing on the wall that's clawing its way to the ceiling over there.
On the actual wall in the studio?
Oh, I see it. Yeah. I see exactly what he's talking about.
All right, I don't...
It's very slow.
Oh, down. We got a slug in the studio. Yeah.
Wow.
A big slug.
God, the studio is
excellent. It's not me.
I wasn't trying to talk about it. I was just like, I kept like watching it over there.
The slug is... We're in my basement right now. It's a half-finished basement, so...
Yeah, stuff happens.
We need some salt.
Go get it. Anyway, yeah, and really, if you've been pooping this whole time, dude, that's been close to... We've been recording for 46 minutes now. That's not good. You may want to go call a doctor. So anyway, yeah, God, this match was... fucking great.
Absolutely.
I am really just overall, for the most part, it was a good pay-per-view. I still can't get over how good the pay-per-view was.
And then to follow this match up, I thought that they did this right.
Dude, we didn't have a cooldown at all. Once this match started, we were on fire the rest of the night. You know how usually they try to break it up and they don't want us to...
The tag match was a little bit slower and was a little cooler.
It was a little rushed, but I understand why it was rushed. The entrances were real rushed.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had Ziggler come out. Well, Ziggler and Caitlyn come out together under Ziggler's theme. And AJ's, you know, was pretty quick. And then Big E's was pretty quick as well. So.
But, yeah, it was, you know. It was a little rushed. I think the whole match itself was a little rushed.
It was still a good match, though.
It was.
Tag match.
I think they should have taken maybe a few promos out and given the match to 5 more minutes or so. I think would have worked a little bit better.
But, my God.
It is what it
match,
is. Though.
But the match after being Punk and Lesnar. Jeez.
Yeah, I think maybe they should have had this first, then Punk Lesnar, and then
this was the right way to do it, just because you didn't want the Cena Bryan match immediately following the Punk Lesnar match, because then it might have taken away some of the Cena Bryan match, which was really good in its own right. Yeah. This match was an acceptable level of cooldown, and it made sense for this to be where it was.
All right. So, I mean, I can't really... Let me go back to the last match. Where's CM Punk go from here? Because you know they have limited dates with Brock Lesnar, so they're probably not going to waste too many more dates.
Right.
I would say that it's likely you're going to see Punk get into something with... I think the Punk Heyman thing is going to be ongoing.
Okay.
You know what? I think you end up with like Axel and Punk at the next pay-per-view or something like that. But then you get a Punk versus Lesnar Hell in a Cell match.
At what?
Hell in a Cell.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had Hell in a Cell yet.
Hell in a Cell would be in November. I think that's the next time you really see Lesnar come back out is that.
That'd be a good match. You think they'd demote Punk to Intercontinental Champion?
No, I don't think that it... I don't know that it's necessarily going to be that. Or Heyman's going to get involved with somebody else and he's going to use them to throw on Punk's way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of thinking right now, though.
Okay.
I agree with Blue.
I agree, too.
Kurt Axel has lost team and no one really cares about him.
I'll agree. At first, I was on the Curtis Axel bandwagon, but now I just...
From the mixed tag match, though, I did want to point out that... Big E's abstract was pretty awesome, and I will agree with that too. It was that Leonard Taylor thought the match was okay, but left a little bit to be desired. It was that I can agree with that too.
What was up with Big E's tights? his singlet, if you will.
Yeah, they took away his legs. We got to worry about Little E falling out now still.
Yeah, I don't want to see Little E Langston. That, God. It kind of reminded me a lot of Monty Brown.
Yeah.
When he had, I don't know if you remember Monty Brown, Marcus Corvan, when ECW was resurrected.
Yeah.
He had
these like red tights with an animal face like right on his crotch.
Oh yeah, that's kind of the same way it was done with Big E tonight. Yeah.
Luther Taylor wants Cassius Ohno to be the next Paul Heyman guy. Oh, I'll agree with that.
Well, okay, I've got more that I want for Cassius Ohno though. It won't happen, but I've got more I want for him.
Dude, Chris Hero or Cassius Ohno as your next Paul Heyman guy? That's a great thing.
He teamed with Cesaro.
Yeah?
I want those two to light it up again.
Yeah, Cesaro's got his own thing going with it.
I know, that's why I said it's probably not going to happen. Atomic Deke, I don't think there's anything little about that guy.
Yeah, medium E. Maybe it's medium E that's going to be falling out of the trousers.
Oh, wow. My head hurts. Anyway, God, I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I know he's got his own thing going with Jack Swagger, but come on. I would like to just, you know, I don't know if I could take the Real Americans serious.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know. All right, so good match, though. I'll take it. I like how they ended up combining two feuds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It made sense.
And are they done?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, by the way, your winners. Dolph Ziggler and Caitlin.
Indeed.
So, what's going on? Where are they going? I mean, do you really think the Big E and the Dolph Ziggler thing is over?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, there might be another match, but I would really like to see. This is what I would like to see. Okay. I would like to see a championship scramble match come back again. Because I thought those were kind of entertaining the year they did those Night of Champions. And I would like to see that come back, where they did like the 20-minute match, and then like it had the guys come out at intervals.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever got the last pinfall was the one that walked out as champion.
Okay. For both titles?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know what they really want to market Night of Champions good? That should be how all the title matches are.
Well, not all of them, but I think for the
two main
titles.
That's how they should do it.
For the two main titles, I would agree.
Remember when Survivor Series was nothing but the Survivor Series style matches?
Yeah, I miss those days.
I do too. That would be great for Night of Champions. That could be their big gimmick for Night of Champions.
But I don't think that it works for every match, though. I mean, think about the tag team match. Ugh. You have 10 teams that are going to be in the ring.
Yeah, okay. All right, point made. That would just be too big.
But I would say for the two main titles, I'm on board with it. And the Divas match, maybe.
Do they have enough Divas that could actually do that with? Because I'm...
Well, you could use both the Bella Twins, Natalya, Caitlyn, and AJ.
Okay.
Those are five.
All right.
All right.
So...
Well, that is a good question.
Big E, Dolph, done?
Let's finish covering the pay-per-view here.
No, I'm asking. Big E, Dolph, are they done? Or are they...
No, I think it goes on a little bit longer.
Caitlyn, AJ?
Because they don't have much of a choice for another diva that can be for the title, so yes.
I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow night in a row to see Natty come out and be like, bitch.
That's what I would like to see.
Bitch, I want your title. You don't know me. Hey?
Yeah. Let's go with Natalya versus AJ.
All right.
Yeah, I could see that being the next feud, so sure.
Okay. I mean, because you could always have Caitlyn feud with Layla.
Yeah, because, I mean, she did do the turn thing on her, so they haven't really done much with that still.
Bitch, you fucked me. Actually, that'd be kind of hot, but still. Anyway, so your WWE
championship
match. Holy shit. This was when they booked the match last month. What did I say? Take my money now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And wow. I was definitely impressed by this. It was pretty much everything I expected it to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this match delivered all over the place. Bryan doing all kinds of just Venice stuff. I really liked the superplex where he did like the Tree of Woe and hung himself on.
Oop, we're experiencing
and then
some
followed it up with the diving headbutt.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties here. Hold on.
What'd you do?
I hit a cord. I hit a cord. Hold on. Sorry about that, guys.
Whoa.
Fuck, that hurt. Ow. Okay. That's sorry about that. Oh, God. And that's actually the shirt I'm wearing. Anyway. Where are we going with that, Adrian?
I was talking about the superplex that Daniel Bryan hit where he hung on to
your... Oh, God, that was awesome.
That was a really cool spot, and then followed up with a diving headbutt. Him reversing the STF into the LaBelle lock, or the no lock. And,
yeah, he got... Daniel Bryan with, got Cena in the
Cena
STF.
With the Superman punch whenever Daniel Bryan was going to go for the suicide dive. I thought that was a cool spot. Daniel Bryan reversing the attitude adjustment into a DDT.
Man, and the there were so many false finishes in that match.
The diving leg drop.
Oh, God, Leonard that Taylor, looked like yeah. it hurt.
That diving famous or leg drop thing that Cena did was fucking amazing, yeah.
That I don't care what happened or how good you are. That's got to hurt a little bit. You know, I can't see how that doesn't hurt. So, Jesus Christ, that match was fucking impressive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just everything. And then Brian with the... Oh, that shining wizard he hit on fucking Cena to win the match.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like, okay.
Like, he just railroaded Cena with his fucking knee.
And it was just... We all expected it to happen. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure that that was supposed to be a pile driver.
Yeah, that pile driver was a pretty scary look.
I think it was botched.
I think that was a botched spot.
And I cringed, just because when was the last time we had a botched pile driver at SummerSlam? I believe 96, Austin and Owen? And yeah. What happened to Austin?
Ooh, yeah, exactly.
So it's been 17 years since that happened. God, it's been 17 years since fucking 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck world. Anyway, that's the first thing that flashed in my head was, oh shit, he's fucked.
Oh yeah, I mean, that was a bad spot for sure.
It was, but you know, I was just not expecting the finish.
Nick
I really
was saying in the live chat that Cena's tailbone is going to be as football shaped as his elbow. But Daniel Bryan gets the win. Triple H counts the three count, and it looks like Triple H has stopped Vince's screw job on Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Our new WWE champion.
Yes.
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 Wait. Right. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Hold on. No, it's...
Hold the phone.
First off, did anyone really expect this match to end cleanly like this?
Not entirely.
Not... No. I thought something was going to happen.
I mean, let's face it. You got Triple H in there as your guest referee. Something's got to happen.
I thought something was going to happen. Daniel Bryan was going to get the win, but it was going to be not clean.
Yeah.
There was going to be controversy. Nope. I was wrong. I was real impressed, and I'm like, awesome.
But then enter...
And then...
Randy Orton.
Yes. Randy Orton comes out. And I didn't have time to listen to this.
Mr. Money in the Bank, Randy Orton.
Which, I gotta let you folks know, this next part that we're gonna explain, Albert called it ahead of time.
Yes, I did. I don't know that I have voices on here.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Don't play this, it's too old.
Yeah, I don't like his old one. Anyway, so I don't have the new Randy Orton thing. Now, however, yeah, I know, go ahead, you know what? Because I don't have it, and you can go ahead and write this one down, because...
Play the music for
yourself. I don't think I've ever done this.
No, you did for one other thing at some one point in time.
To myself?
Yeah.
Okay. So I fucked up, guys, and I apologize for that. I don't have the Randy Orton theme on here. I've got the old one, but I don't have voices, so I'm sorry.
Wait. Do you have the Evolution theme, though?
Oh!
Oh, Evolution?
That would actually work instead.
Because we had the Triple H turn... On Daniel Bryan, which set up with the pedigree, and then basically gave Randy Orton the world title.
Now,
is it really an Evolution reunion?
I believe when Randy Orton came out, he was going to cash in. And then he walked away. Now, how often does a special guest referee
stick around
like that
long
after the match to celebrate with him?
Not very often.
And when Triple H was doing the yes thing with Daniel Bryan, I thought something was kind of fishy.
Yeah.
Orton comes out, holds up the briefcase, and we're like, oh, man, he's just letting them know, look what I got. So he turns around, starts walking away, and then turns around and looks again. At that point in time, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Somebody would like to say that Shooting from the Hip called it on their show last week.
Well, I didn't listen to Shooting from the Hip. I don't think any of us did.
Well, I didn't have internet at the time, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have internet. I did not listen to it. So I thought it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, oh, my God, Triple H is going to pedigree Daniel Bryan and Orton's cashing in.
Like, you saw the writing on the wall, and
and what happened? Exactly what I said. So Evolution, to an extent, rejoins.
A little bit, yeah, halfway there.
So Randy Orton is now your new WWE champion.
Leonard Taylor says all we need is Ric Flair to bust through the wall drunk like the Kool-Aid Man.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Hey, Ric Flair is back with the company, though, and you could just replace Batista with Mason Ryan and no one would know the difference.
You're right.
I don't know. Batista really can put on the crap show for his entrance.
Well, I think you can get Mason Ryan to squat like he's taking a shit, too, and no one will even care. Anyway, so, yeah. They strung us on. And what did I say, too? I'm like, we got too much time. They're not going to end it now. We got too much time. Holy fuck. That was awesome.
It was a great cash-in. And I like Orton as champion with Brian chasing. Because now he's overcoming the system and heel Randy Orton. And heel Randy Orton is usually better than face Randy Orton.
You're right. And so you think we're going to see Orton kind of like he was in Evolution now when he was... You think we're going to see Orton in a suit with Vince and Triple H in suits laughing at Daniel Bryan tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Randy Orton is going to be your corporate champion.
Corporate champion, yep.
Oh, my God. And I can just see Vince and Triple H out there saying, we tried to get you to work in the system. We tried our best, and you wouldn't do it. So we found someone that could, and we're going to have clean-shaven Randy Orton come out tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah.
In a suit and tie. The same look as Evolution. And you're going to... We had this planned all along. Oh, my God. I can't wait till Raw tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
It is. I'm looking forward to watching it for sure.
So,
overall, pay-per-view grade.
God.
Heath, what do you give it?
On my normal scale of WrestleMania 9 to 10.
I'm going to give it an 8. It was pretty good. There was a couple parts that just didn't fit well with me, but I give it an 8. It's a good solid pay-per-view this time.
Blue Wizard, I don't think they're ever going to let Orton kick people in the head again.
Yeah, I do think that the punt head kick was a great move, but yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen anymore, not with the concussion issues they've had lately. Man, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh. Is it going to be higher than an 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give it fucking a 9.
All right.
The only match that really disappointed me was the Divas match. And I didn't have high expectations for that anyway. So I'm going to give it a 9. Why not?
All right.
I don't think there was much more they could have done.
I'm going to grade this pay-per-view. I think if I go back, I gave Payback. I think I gave Payback a 9.
I think you gave it an 8.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm going to give this the same grade I gave Payback, an 8.
Really?
I think Payback was a little bit better as an overall show, but this one had a superior main event, and that makes up for the rest of it. Overall, the whole show on Payback, I thought the overall show was better, but the main event on this more than made up, because I hated the main event on Payback, really.
Adrian. What? This was a million times better overall, and just... Match by match.
You're so wrong on this.
How? Payback was not that good.
Payback was awesome.
It was good, but it wasn't awesome. It was not better than this. There's no way in hell that it was better. It was as good as this.
I disagree with you on this 100%. Payback, up until the main event, was a better show.
No. Payback didn't have Punk against Lesnar, for one.
No, Payback had Punk versus Jericho, which was still good.
It wasn't this good.
I'll agree with you that it wasn't as good. But the other matches on Payback made up for that, and they were better than the under matches on this show. That's what I'm saying. You were going to say that this Del Rio versus Christian match was better than the brutal heel turn by Del Rio at Payback with the face heel turn by Ziggler in the same match? Would you say that match was better?
No.
All right. The other matches that were on the card there, you had Dean Ambrose winning the U.S. title from, I believe, Kofi Kingston. Would you say that that was better or worse than him fighting Rob Van Dam tonight?
Man, I don't know.
Would you say that the Shield versus Team Hell No? Rollins and Reigns versus, you see, Payback was really good. You just don't remember it.
I don't think it was better than Payback. Or I don't think Payback was better than SummerSlam. I don't.
You're right. I don't think it was better than SummerSlam either. I think it was on the same level.
I don't know. I mean, I remember we gave it a good overall review, but I think this one was better. So we're going to agree to disagree. We're going to, yeah. We can argue about it until we're blue in the face and we're here till 3 in the morning. We're not doing a 3 o'clock in the morning hour bomb. We're not doing it.
Nope.
So I guess we're going to dive into some of our normal stuff. Let's hit the bet update real quick.
All right.
Yep.
After SummerSlam.
Yeah, SummerSlam was really bad for me.
Yeah, it wasn't the best for you. It was awesome for me.
We still didn't catch up all that much.
No, we didn't. So at the end of SummerSlam, we've got Team Jizmumper, 92 points. Team Adrian, 58 points. And Team Awesome, that's me, 43 points.
How'd it be awesome in last place? Just saying.
Shut up. I gained a little bit of ground this week. I got 18 points. It's not horrible.
All right. So, let's get into what stinks.
All right, let's dive into some what stinks. Hold on here. All right, let's go for it. It's time for your episode of what, or your weekly dose of what stinks. This is where we just kind of air out what we didn't like with the past week in professional wrestling, and I have a feeling we're mainly going to center it around tonight.
Tonight, yeah, pretty well.
You guys don't have to. If you got something that you didn't like earlier in the week, throw it out there. Why not?
All right.
I don't care.
I mean, it's hard for me to pick anything about this pay-per-view I didn't like all that much. If I had to pick one thing, the not having a tag team title match, I thought that kind of stunk. That's my what stinks for the night. Cool. Is that we didn't have a tag team title match with Big Show and Mark Henry versus The Shield. I was really hoping for that.
I was pushing for that, too. And I think, you know, I'd have to agree with that. Heath, what's your what stinks?
My what stinks is actually in regards to the Kane versus Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Storyline, yeah, I can understand it. It was a good storyline, but that's just it. Match itself, it was just really lacking on it for me.
You didn't?
I just didn't feel it. I was like, okay, I'll just sit here and text while it's going on. Okay, something special. Oh, good. All right.
You have one?
Oh, of course I got one.
All right, what's yours?
Mine was everything with The Miz.
All right.
I thought, if you're not going to have him on the card.
I disagree. On the last segment, where he laid out Fandango and started Fandango.
That was great.
That was kind of funny.
That was funny. But everything else up to that point was just dumb.
Yes, it was.
The dancing thing with Maria Menounos or Menudo or whatever.
Yeah.
Who wrestled again at the, open outdoor thing they had?
In poop pants again?
I don't think she had shit pants on this time.
Good job for her.
I think she learned her lesson. But,
don't wrestle in white.
Or, I got another one I'll throw out there. I got a two-parter.
Okay.
The Divas match.
Well, let me tell you about that. Because we have some what stinks coming in from the live chat as well.
Uh-oh. Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. Leonard Taylor, Brie Bella's crotch. Shane
wow.
says,
wow, I wasn't expecting that.
The Divas match stunk and Barrett never winning.
Who cares about Barrett? Mark Jones says TNA was what stinks.
Yeah, TNA kind of stinks, yeah, with Bully Ray winning the title back.
Well, it should smell better because they fired Brooke Hogan.
Yeah, they did fire Brooke Hogan, so TNA gets a win of the week on that.
It's not as fishy around there anymore. We got Cena's pile driver.
Yeah, Cena's pile driver, that stunk.
Let's see. Scroll up just a little bit.
Dude, that's most of them, dude. That was...
Yeah, I think
and I'm going to throw a what stinks out to So Bloody Skids because they broke his laptop.
All right.
And he has to type on a shitty Motorola Defy. Sorry about that, buddy.
What stinks? The steel chair shot to Kane. That kind of stunk, too.
The steel chair shot or the...
I mean, the steel stairs. Steps,
is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to assume he meant steps.
Yeah, that really stunk. And terrible.
Holy wow. shit, he's right. Every champion in WWE is a heel right now.
Wow.
We have no face champions right now. World title, yeah. Del Rio. WD title, Orton. U.S. champion, Ambrose. Intercontinental title,
Curtis Axel.
Wow. Curtis Axel. Tag team champs, The Shield. Divas champ, AJ. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Oh.
We crowned our 45th, 44th, and 45th WWE champions tonight. Or no, 44th. My apologies, because yeah. Orton's held the WWE title before. So our 44th different WWE champion tonight.
Wow.
Little known fact there.
Huh.
So.
All right.
You guys got anything else that you want to throw out there?
Not for what stinks.
All right, let's kind of move on to... Just making sure. Okay, Blue Wizard did mean the steel steps. Okay, and we're going to move on. Can you dig it, sucker! Let's jump into some Can You Dig It's.
Okay.
You guys got anything?
I do.
What do you... Okay.
Can You Dig It?
Okay.
Cody Rhodes will fight Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Championship and Night of Champions.
Cody Rhodes, Alberto Del Rio, Night of Champions. Alright, I dig it.
Alright.
I don't see a reason why not. I don't have a good reason why not. Let's put it that way. So, okay. What about you?
Sadly, I don't.
God damn it. This is, you just make something up. And you can't even make something up.
Dude. I'm trying to be realistic whenever I think of stuff, okay?
Yeah. So am I. I didn't have one until, like, I said it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Alright. So, can you dig your own?
I can dig mine.
I didn't even ask you that.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I really expect him to win. And, I expect Cody Rhodes to get a world title shot at Night of Champions.
Alright. So, my Can You Dig It? With Randy Orton now being your WWE champion, he will lose the title because of a violation of the wellness policy.
Ooh. You know what? No, I think he's learned his lesson.
You really think so?
I think so. I don't think they would have given him this chance if he hasn't. I really don't.
Okay.
So I think, no, I don't think that that will be what caused Randy Orton to lose his title.
All right. Jizmapper, what you think?
I got to go with Adrian on this because, I mean, he's still a very young wrestler, you know, as far as...
like my age.
I know, but still, I mean, among all the wrestlers that are there.
I'm not saying he's old. I'm just saying I agree with you. He's young.
Yeah. I mean, he's a very young wrestler. I mean, to throw away, you know, something like this to where, hey, you're now champion again.
I have one from the live chat, too, they want us to talk about.
All right.
Mark Jones.
Hold on.
All right. So
I can't dig my own.
You can't?
No, I think you what you basically said was correct. I think he learned his lesson.
Okay.
And they wouldn't have even put the briefcase on him if they didn't think so. Ooh. You think they drug tested him, though, right before they decided to do that?
Yeah, probably so.
You think so? What about you? You think they they drug tested him before they took a shot at him?
You know, I could almost see that because of the fact of how long it took for him to finally come out.
Blue Wizard wants to know, does Orton still have two strikes, or do those reset when he signed a new deal? We don't know. I have not. I found the wellness policy online on the corporate website. I just haven't read through it.
So we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. I'm going to. So, all right. So what's our can you dig it from the live chat?
All right. Mark Jones says he wants to know, can you dig this? The Wyatts are using Kane to call out their real target, The Undertaker.
Hmm. All right. Sure, why not?
Yeah, but for which pay-per-view then?
Oh, who cares?
It would be leading into WrestleMania. I would assume that that's what...
Possibly, unless they're going to have Undertaker wrestle another time off of WrestleMania.
Well, they said, I know he just went through the surgery and stuff, and he's expected to be out until WrestleMania season, so I really doubt...
Oh, is that his ETA of return?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that one.
No.
Muhammad Hassan, can you dig Muhammad Hassan returning to team with Alberto Del Rio versus Cesaro and Swagger?
No.
No, I'm not digging that one, Mark.
No, absolutely not. I can't. No. We got anything? Those
seem to be pretty much the only ones I saw.
Okay. So, let's hit a little bit of news this week. We had a busy news week.
Yeah, on top of the pay-per-view tonight, there was some interesting news.
So...
Okay, hold on. Nick is revising my candy ticket. Alberto Del Rio hooks up with Vicky Guerrero or her daughter, Shaw, to solidify his role as the new Eddie Guerrero before Night of Champions.
Ooh. All right.
You know,
Vicky's been passing around the locker room. Why not?
I can only halfway dig this one, Deke. I think that, yes, he will hook up with Vicky Guerrero as his manager at some point. But it will not be before Night of Champions.
Yeah, I'll have to agree then. Yes.
So I think you're half right in which I think it may eventually happen, but I don't think it's going to happen before the next pay-per-view.
Okay. All right, so what do we want to jump into first? We've got... Well, I guess we'll take the one that hit everything by storm.
Okay.
All right.
Darren Young.
The primetime flame. I mean,
hey, Adrian, come on.
What?
You have got to stop that shit.
Why? What's wrong with it?
So, oh, we got another. We got one more. Can you dig it from Shane?
Okay.
A heel will turn face to face off against Ryback. Who?
I don't think it's gonna.
I could see Big Show fighting him,
but he wouldn't be turning face because he'd already kind of face right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, so anyway, Darren Young comes
out. I can't
dig
it right now, though. I gotta say, I'll say no on that one.
No.
Yeah. So Darren Young comes out to TMZ of all people.
Okay.
I believe it hit Wednesday or Thursday. Basically the TMZ camera, great show, let me tell you, high standing class of individuals there at TMZ. They catch up to him at an airport and they ask him, they're like, do you ever think a gay wrestler could succeed in the WWE? And, oh Shane, come on. Jesus Christ, you guys.
You see, it's okay to make jokes. It's funny.
Okay, never mind. I can't. You remember that What's Things I told you off the air the other day at work?
Yeah.
I can't say it, though.
No, you can't.
No, it's bad. Anyway, they basically ask him, do you think a gay wrestler or gay man could succeed in the WWE? I don't think... That's horrible, Adrian. I don't think they were asking if an individual, like... real life out of the ring would be gay, or if they were asking a gay character. Not really sure. I assume they were talking a gay individual. Darren Young pretty much responded, of course, look at me. I'm here, I'm happy, I'm successful. And then the next day, blow up.
Yeah, like nobody apparently knew.
We suspected it for a while.
Yeah.
But...
I actually suspected it back whenever he was in NXT the first
season of NXT with Wade Barrett and Daniel Bryan and all them.
I was like, you know, if there's a wrestler that's going to come out of the closet, it could be that guy right there. I actually said that.
Yeah? So he gets support from everybody. No one, I mean, really, who's going to come up? Other than, like, oh shit, New Jack.
Yeah, I don't think New Jack is going to be supportive.
I don't think anyone has, is going to, you know, Triple H and everyone else. Hey, good job, you know, we're proud of you and all that. He was part of the, their Be a Star campaign the next day, and I mean, they really are milking this for everything it's worth.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How good.
They kind of need to, though, just because it gives them good press, because they don't want it to be not.
So, let me ask you a question. Do you think he's almost set for life now? Because if they fire him, that makes him look horrible.
Not really.
You don't think so?
They fired Canyon.
But Canyon wasn't... Was he under the closet at that point in time? Yeah. Like, openly?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
He was, okay. He was openly gay in WCW.
Okay, with being gay and everything else the way it is today. Because this was 1? So you're talking 12 years ago? Things have changed.
I don't... But
the president didn't have a stance on gay marriage and everything 12 years ago.
Well, and I see what you're saying. I don't think that it's going to... I don't think they're really... I just don't see it. I don't see why they would have an issue with firing him.
Do you think the primetime players get a push because of this? Do you think they turn face?
No? I don't. Well, I mean, they're already kind of like tweener characters anyway. They're not really heels. They're not really faces. They're just
They get over. They get over.
They would get over, I think.
Let's see. Atomic says, I'm not sure how nobody knew, considering the way he played cheerleader to the Titus's quarterback and his fixation with his hair.
Very true. I mean, that's...
He did, was very concerned about his hair. Wait, Adrian. Jason Heath is very concerned about his hair often.
He is.
Is there something you'd like to tell us? You want to make some breaking news on the TV?
Are you
going to
be the first openly gay podcast member?
No.
Okay.
Waiting for it. Are you sure? Because CM Punk has something he wants to tell you.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
We can't even play the Heath game this week. No shit free show next week. So, I mean, good for Darren Young.
I mean, and Darren Young, I don't think they're going to have a big issue. Because, A, they don't fire a lot of people unless you either, A, really fuck up.
Or
they just don't resign you. Because it's a contract business. If his contract comes up, we're not obligated to re-sign you.
Do you think this helps him, though?
Maybe some. I think that they'll get a little bit of a push out of this. I really do.
Okay. All right. So, WWE 2K14. We're going to hit, like, one or two more news stories, and then we're probably going to call it a night.
Okay.
WWE 2K14. They announced an awesome mode this year.
Yes, they did.
So, last year, Heath... Because I know you don't have a next-gen system. They had a Attitude Era mode in the game. Ooh, and essentially, you played through pivotal moments in the Attitude Era.
Okay.
And it was really fucking cool. Yeah, it gave a lot of history.
Attitude Era was fantastic.
A lot of stuff that you kind of forget about that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, what they've decided to do is... They're going to have a 30 years of WrestleMania mode.
Okay.
You're going to go back and play some of the biggest matches in WrestleMania history.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're not talking... Oh, God. Adrian, really?
Really?
Someone's like, hey, by the way, where's David Otunga? Adrian says, cleaning Jennifer's carpet. Wink, wink. Anyway, so, yeah, they've signed... There's Hogan in the game. He's under contract with TNA, but he's going to be in a WWE game. Why? Because his contract is with the video game company, not WWE for this.
Exactly.
There's Andre, Warrior. You're going to have old school Taker. You're going to have Austin, old school Brett, old school Jericho, Brock. I mean, it's just going to be tons of people in this game.
Okay.
So, badass game. Can't wait to get it. They've got a special Undertaker edition. It comes with a little coffin, autograph of the Undertaker, all kinds of cool shit. Mm-hmm. So last night they decided we're going to have a big party for it.
Okay.
And Ric Flair has been really
He was styling and profiling all the way to the bar. Woo!
So, Ric Flair, for the most part, has been the goodwill ambassador between WWE and 2K Sports.
Okay.
Not anymore.
No. They had their big press conference and everything last night, and reports have it that Ric Flair was drunk off his ass. They actually had to remove him from the stage.
Wow.
Yeah, he was apparently...
styling and profiling all the way to the bar.
Yeah.
Do it.
Woo!
Yeah. And apparently, he's in some hot shit right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Stephanie McMahon actually had to go there and apologize to the executives for it. Because they weren't thrilled with it.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't.
And then, here's the thing.
Okay.
JR was at this thing, too. You know, JR's got some medical issues. He's got, what, Bell's palsy?
Yeah.
And you know, it's sometimes hard to understand JR. It can be.
Yeah, that is
hold
true.
Half of your face and try to talk. It doesn't work well.
No, it doesn't.
So, he got up there and he was talking, and his speech was a little slurred. People were actually accusing Jim Ross of being drunk as well.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Now, here's what basically JR said. You look, I was tired. It happens when I get tired. Yes, I had a couple of drinks. I wasn't drunk. When you think of Jim Ross, do you think, man, what a drunk?
No.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. Whatever.
I think of Slobberknockers and barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Exactly.
And barbecue then, sauce. Barbecue sauce. Slobberknocker.
That was horrible. And then we
Stone
had,
Cold. Stone Cold. All right.
Then we had CM Punk was talking. I can't remember who it was.
Okay.
But they were talking about baseball players that were accused or that were suspended for performance-enhancing drugs.
Okay.
Okay.
And they asked, well, what do you think about this? And he basically said, if you're caught, you should have a lifetime ban. First offense. And he used Ryan Braun as an example.
Okay.
Ryan Braun gets caught. He plays for the Brewers. He got busted, what was it? 2 years ago? It wasn't last year, but it was
a year and a half ago.
It was the end of 2011.
It was the beginning of 2000. It was the beginning of 2012.
He gets busted for... He tests positive for steroids. Oh, that's horrible, so bloody. Nikki Bella's palsy.
Oh, that ain't right.
That's horrible. Anyway, he gets busted for taking steroids.
Okay.
Okay? And automatic 50-game suspension on your first offense. He got it overturned by a loophole because they're trying to say the sample could have been tainted because he... What did they say? The doctor kept it in his personal fridge because of the time that they decided to have him tested or something?
Yeah.
It was something like that. It was still sealed, but because of where it was stored at, they called bullshit. So he gets off on it. Well, he gets suspended earlier this season for the same shit. And basically, CM Punk's like, he went out there and said, deny, 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 deny. Oh shit, I got caught. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. CM Punk's like, fuck you, go away.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up because it's funny as hell.
Okay.
Because yeah. CM Punk,
he's lives a face, by straight edge.
He's a face in the company, but he doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think that lifetime ban would be is right, but I think they should have their current contract voided and suspended for the rest of the season that they're playing in.
I think it should be a one year suspension.
No, contract voided and 1 year suspension. Yeah, all right, 1 year suspension plus contract voided. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, there you go.
Because if you could void their contracts, they wouldn't do it.
No, absolutely not. So
because a 1 year suspension, they're like, oh, whatever, I'm getting paid because baseball, it's like the big show, ironclad contract.
Yeah. Ryan Braun, he's giving up his... he loses his pay for the rest of the season, but that's like nothing. That's pennies to him.
Yeah, he got off on the technicality that Deke was saying. It's a test and follow protocol with the testing.
Yeah. So, am I missing anything else?
You know, I'm good. We've been at this for about an hour and a half, and I'm done covering the pay-per-view.
Heath, you got anything else you want to hit tonight? Anything else we missed?
Not that I can think of.
All right, then we are done for the night. That was fun, guys.
It was.
We're going to be doing this a lot more now. So, Adrian.
Yes.
If someone has a problem with something we said on the show. Fuck, I'm out of order here. Adrian, what's going up on the TWR Network?
Well, tomorrow night you can listen to the replay of this very show that you were just a part of here in the live chat. Or, if you're tuning in tomorrow night for the first time, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Okay.
Tuesdays. 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. The FTW Podcast.
Fuck with, the world.
No, it's Friends Talk Wrestling.
Just
what's wrong every week.
God damn it.
It's Garvin, Lee, Harrison, who's a cock, Joe.
He is a cock.
I believe Nick.
Okay.
They do a very topic-based wrestling show where they stay on topics better than we usually do.
We stayed on decent topics tonight.
We actually did, for the most part. But yeah, I mean, it's a really good show to listen to. It usually goes about 2 hours. It's very entertaining. I enjoy it usually every week.
I
haven't had to listen the last couple weeks because I haven't had internet. But
yeah. And I just say, I feel horrible. I haven't been able to listen to any podcasts lately. We got the baby coming. We're busy as hell. And I just don't get a chance to listen to podcasts anymore. And I apologize to everyone out there. My fellow co-hosts.
Wednesday night at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, we have Shooting from the Hip.
Shooting from the Hip.
With the original Dan Phelps.
Not the leper.
Not the leper.
No, not the original. Imitator.
Not the imitator. Not the innovator, the original Dan Phelps. Sean Big Daddy Brown and Michael Tyson.
Hey, Leonard, no, we did not record the pre-show. Sorry, buddy. It wasn't that
good. And I'm getting corrected by Nick in the live chat that there's also Rob. I'm sorry, I missed.
How did you miss Rob?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so anyway, Shooting from the Hip, the original Dan Phelps, Sean Big Daddy Brown, who was in the chat with us tonight.
Yes, for a little bit.
And
Michael Classic.
There you go.
And then on Thursday nights...
You're not going to give them any of the... Explain the show a little bit more?
They talk about stuff.
They talk about stuff?
They do 3 for 5, A Current Affair,
Factor Bullshit with
Factor
Sean.
Factor Bullshit, some other stuff sometimes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Talk about Dior Rex.
The first half hour of the show is them bullshitting, and then...
Which usually turns into like 45 minutes or an hour of them bullshitting sometimes.
First Wednesday of every month is Butt Slap Wednesday.
Yes, tune in and get a butt slap.
At least I think they're still doing that.
I think so, too.
Okay. Thursdays...
Thursdays, you get TNT Wrestling Bullshit with Tom and Tyler.
That would be the TNT Wrestling Power Hour.
No, they've renamed their podcast. I've been listening to this. They've renamed their show. It's Tom and Tyler's Bullshit.
So, they named their show after Penn and Teller's Bullshit.
Yes.
God damn it. You know what? No. And you know why I'm doing this? Because I'm a huge fan of Penn and Teller's Bullshit.
Yes, he is.
So, you
he
know is. What? Tom and Tyler, for your unoriginalness, this is what you get.
Yeah, I like it, whatever. I don't feel him.
I do.
I might feel him for Tyler's, you know, pro-Nazi comments, but...
What do they talk about, Adrian?
They talk about NXT a lot, and video games, and fucking just whatever else comes up.
All right.
It's usually NXT wrestling-wise, and then video games and other stuff.
Okay. Here we got some
football,
good
all kinds of stuff.
All right, here we got some good articles on the TWR network.com.
Yep, and we do. You've got the highlight reel with Richard Berghoff.
Okay,
How the Cookie Crumbles with Brian Cookie Cook.
All right,
Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal.
All right,
The Headline with Kyle Robinson.
All right,
Wrestle with Jake Mullins.
All right,
Paul Jordan writing with all the news updates and. Podcast reviews and everything, show reviews, recaps, all that. All
right.
Also, there is the weekly
zoo. Ha! Yes, you got it. And I wasn't sure if you would get everything. I think
the live chat is saying Tyler's a drunk and he has a vagina.
Adrian, this is for you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lil Jon. Give you a heads up there. So, all right. So back to what we were doing before, Adrian.
And Tyler also has a faux hawk.
That he does. He has massively big hands, too. Let's see. Apparently, who predicted? Oh, Shooting from the Hip predicted a gay wrestler like 5 months ago, and I said it'd be Cody. Okay. Pretty close. All right.
Not far off.
Okay. So anyway, Adrian, if someone has a problem with said something on the show, what do they do?
They can go fuck themselves.
Ooh, wait. Uh-huh. The view of Adrian Mass does not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or the TWRnetwork.com.
Okay, seriously, if you have wrong with what you said... Shoot us a message on the forums. Or you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
What was that?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Hey, did we ever check the mail sack this week?
There was something in there, but we'll get to it next week.
Sorry about that, Rodfather. We apologize. It's like midnight, man. Come on. Cut us some slack.
All right.
Anyway, also, you can find us on iTunes. Hit that little subscribe button there. You can please review the show. Please. On iTunes. And
love to have reviews.
Find us on Facebook. Type in The Hour Bomb on Facebook. Hit that little like button. That'd be great, too. And you can always find us every... okay, our time slots change, but at least for now, Mondays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. We got a 5-point preview we're doing?
There's stuff that's going to happen on tomorrow.
Stuff's going to happen on Raw tomorrow. Do you think...
Tune in to find out what happened with Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, the McMahon family, The Shield, Mark Henry, and other favorite superstars that you have.
Well, that was the best cop-out Raw 5-point preview I've ever heard.
Well, let's face it. It's after a pay-per-view.
We're tired. I've been doing network stuff all day for the most part with this. So,
yeah, Leonard Taylor sent us an email. He is special.
Oh, we owe him his autographed picture with our no pants.
Yeah, with Leonard, Blizzard, we need to know, do you want the autographed picture with our pants on or off?
I'm almost tempted to just wait for the live feed to catch up with the chat room.
It'll be in a second.
Yeah. Yes. About 15 to 20, actually, is what it is. So, wait for it.
Come on.
He's going to say pants off. I know he is.
I think you're probably right.
What a shit disturber.
Wow. Wait.
Oh, God, there's a link.
Oh, wait.
It's not Glitter Fist.
I know. You don't know.
But still.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's about sums up, Nick.
Yeah, it does.
All right. So anyway, we'll worry about it later. So anyway, I think we're just about done. You guys got anything else you want to that I've missed or you guys want to talk about on here?
No, I'm good, man. I'm ready to get this going.
All right. No pants, wearing jock straps. Awesome.
All right.
We'll do it. Not really, but we'll see.
We're doing this.
Okay, fine. All right, so I guess I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The Big A quits this bitch.
Hold on, you can't do it yet.
I've already done it. I'm done.
No, you can't do it. Hold on, wait. They gotta get the full thing.
Okay. The Big Bad Booty Daddy! All right, the Big A, Adrian Masters, quits this bitch again.
And the Jizz Mopper.
This is Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
My song this week. We're going to go back to...
you're once again...
I'm the loser this week.
Yes.
God damn it. We're going to go back to... Pants off, dance off. No, absolutely not. We're going to go back to... And we're going to revisit one of my favorites. We're going to go back and we're going to revisit the greatest Intercontinental Champion ever.
Oh, God.
The Honky Tonk.
Really?
The Honky Tonk Man. So until next week, we'll try to do this again. Until then, you've been... Hour bombed.
Toodles.
I got long sideburns and my hair slicked back. I'm coming to your town in my pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool. I'm cocky, I'm bad. I pick a mean guitar, I wear a blue suede shoes. You ought to hear me sing the snakeskin blues. I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk man.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. Roll, Elvis, let the honky tonk man show you how to rock and roll. Beside me, the colonel's in the back. I'm coming to your town in my pink Cadillac. I'm just a honky tonk man.
He's a honky tonk
just a honky tonk man. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. I'm just a honky tonk man. 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 I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad.